From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Libya is on the agenda in Paris today, where Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is meeting with leaders from other Western nations and the Arab world. The meeting comes amid international calls for Muammar Gaddafi to stand by a ceasefire. The BBC's EM panel is in the eastern rebel stronghold of Benghazi, where witnesses say Colonel Gaddafi's forces are advancing.
A number of bombs appear to have landed in the west of the city, and a number of fighter jets, perhaps one, the same one circling overhead, has been spotted. And as I'm talking to you, we're seeing an explosion of what looks like a rocket out at sea, and gunfire is now pouring out into the sky. Nobody knows exactly what is happening here, but they feel that the government is pushing closer. It has ignored the ceasefire that it said it would abide by, and they desperately want to know where the reinforcements from the United Nations are.
The BBC's EM panel reporting from Benghazi. Desperate work continues today at Japan's damaged Fukushima nuclear reactor complex. As NPR's Russell Lewis reports from Tokyo, crews are making some progress.
It's been 8 days since the massive earthquake and tsunami ripped across this region. Tokyo Electric Power officials now report that temperatures have begun to fall at one of the nuclear fuel pools at the crippled reactor. That's because crews were able to get a diesel generator restarted to pump cooling water into the pool. Meanwhile, work to reconnect power lines at two other reactor units is progressing and could be complete by the end of the day. The earthquake knocked out the power at the seaside nuclear complex, and the tsunami swamped every backup generator. The facility houses thousands of volatile nuclear fuel rods. Russell Lewis, NPR News, Tokyo.
Egyptians turning out in large numbers to vote today for the first time since the overthrow of President Hosni Mubarak. They're voting on a package of constitutional reforms. Haitians going to the polls tomorrow after a highly criticized primary and the long-anticipated return of exiled former President Jean-Bertrand Aristide. As NPR's Kerry Khan reports, Aristide returned yesterday despite objections from the Obama administration. Feared his presence would be a destabilizing factor.
Aristide flew from South Africa, where he'd been living in exile for 7 years. He was greeted in Port-au-Prince by crowds of adoring fans. The former slum priest turned president and twice deposed from Haiti is revered by the poor here, but others say he was corrupt and autocratic. Aristide insists his return was not to influence Sunday's presidential election, although his supporters eagerly awaited an endorsement in the upcoming contest. Aristide has yet to back anyone in the race. The election pits two center-right candidates, both of whom have in the past criticized Aristide. 50-year-old carnival singer Michel Martelly faces off 70-year-old former First Lady Mirlan Maniga.
NPR's Kerry Khan reporting. This is NPR News. President Obama has arrived in Brazil, the first stop of his 5-day Latin American tour. He's also due to visit Chile and El Salvador. Former Secretary of State Warren Christopher is dead. A spokeswoman from the law firm where Christopher was a senior partner says he died at his home last night of complications from bladder and kidney cancer. He was 85 years old. An Arab American businessman from Michigan says he's being held as an economic hostage in Qatar. As WDET's Quinn Kleinfelter reports, members of Congress are attempting to gain the man's release.
A few years ago, 46-year-old Nasser Beydoun joined an investment group launching a series of restaurants in the Middle East. The investment lost money. Beydoun sued for back wages, while the company sued him for $12 million. Speaking from Qatar, Beydoun says the company is also his sponsor in the country and is pressing government officials there to keep him in the Persian Gulf nation.
It's a vendetta. They're trying to save face with their shareholders and use me as a scapegoat for all the company's problems.
Beydoun says he's been refused a travel visa and has not been able to leave Qatar for well over a year. Michigan U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow has formally requested his release, and Beydoun says he will also meet with the U.S. ambassador to Qatar this weekend. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
The National Park Service says the new national Christmas tree will be planted at the Ellipse near the White House this weekend. The Park Service says it's a 26-foot-tall Colorado blue spruce and that it comes from a nursery in New Jersey. Strong winds toppled the tree's predecessor last month. It had stood on the Ellipse since 1978. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News from Washington.
Support